Tefillah for Life, Shir 818, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Bahala Yischa. The next pasuk in Ashrei, Chanon v'rachum Hashem, Erech Apayim, Ugdol Chaset. Now, Rabbi Victor Miller explains that this pasuk is a continuation of what the tzaddikim are saying. We were describing in the pasuk before what they are saying over, the Chesed Hashem that they're saying over. And now the tzaddikim continue and they say the next pasuk. We are quoting what they say. Chanon v'rachum Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, has chanina and rachmanos, and we will be'ezer Hashem explain the difference between them. Erech apayim, he is slow to get angry, he doesn't get angry so quickly. Ugdol chased, and he is great in giving off kindness, doing kindness with people. So this pasuk is essentially the pasuk of Yud Gimel Midas Shorachamim that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to the Rabbeinu Shleilam in Parshas Kisisa, Hoydieni Naz Dirachecha, tell me your ways, and the Rabbeinu Shleilam revealed these Midas. Chanon v'rachum, over there it's Rachum v'chanon, Erech Apayim v'rav Chesed, it's very, very similar to the pasuk over here. So basically this pasuk is listing the Midas, the great Midas of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And since Moshe Rabbeinu davened Hoydieni Naz Derachecha, he asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to show him his paths, his ways. These Midas are the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means everything the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does really falls under the umbrella of these Midas. Sometimes we see it and sometimes we don't. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is constantly doing Chanun, Rachum, Erech Apayim, Ugdol Chesed, or Rav Chesed, like the pasuk says over there. That's the first thing we have to understand when we are saying this pasuk. We are trying to internalize that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam only does Chesed, which is imperative, like we explained last week. It's very, very important for us to understand that everything that takes place is Chesed, because that makes us feel Hakaras HaTov, which in turn is the foundation of our Avodas Hashem. And as we said many times, the Yetzer Hara works very hard to make us feel as if there's din in the world and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not doing so much chesed. But these psukim are here to counteract that. Especially this pasuk. No matter what you see is going on outside, you have to remember, Chanun v'rachum Hashem erech apayim ugdol chesed. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't get angry so quickly. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a chaynin and a merachim. He's constantly doing chesed. He's constantly demonstrating rachmanus. And that's the attitude that we have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is a bal chesed. He constantly does chesed. And when we focus on the chesed that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does, especially when we say these psukim, we will train ourselves to have that attitude towards life in general, and towards Avodas Hashem specifically.